Well, let's turn now to the current president. President Obama wrapped up a six-day tour of Europe and the Middle East today. Speaking in Hanover, Germany, the president appealed to EU member nations to maintain unity. The UK in particular is voting in June on whether or not to stay in the EU or make its so-called Brexit. The president also announced an expansion on US military involvement in Syria.
A small number of American special operations forces are already on the ground in Syria, and their expertise has been critical as local forces have driven ISIL out of key areas. So given the success, I've approved the deployment of up to 250 additional U.S. personnel in Syria, including special forces, to keep up this momentum.
Well, joining us now with more is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi there, Domenico.
Hi there.
So first of all, let's start off with the president's Hanover speech. What'd you make of it?
Well, you know, this is a president who got elected to end wars, not start them. And this has led to a lot of criticism from both sides. He's taken flack from the left for staying in places like Afghanistan, what they feel was too long. And he felt boxed in by the Pentagon and left more troops in. And in Syria, this is something that he has not wanted to have to get involved in, to put more boots on the ground. And him saying that the U.S. is now going to go from 50 to 250 advisors or special forces, people who are going to try to fight ISIS on the ground, that is something that the allies have been calling for and something that he feels like he wishes Europe would have done more to do. And part of what he's trying to do there is, one, keep a united front for Europe, whether it's the UK staying in economically or trying to get Germany and France and other countries to share intelligence when it comes to terrorism and not shut down their borders or shut down communication with each other.
Well, not to pull this conversation back to the campaign, although I'm going to anyway, because, I mean, I take your point about President Obama amping up U.S. military presence in Syria. The truth is that whoever inherits the White House is also going to inherit the Syria problem. So what impact could the president's announcement today have on the campaign?
Well, I think this is a president who you're seeing be more blunt in his final years. He decided this is something he wouldn't have probably said at the beginning of his candidacy. And I think you have two very starkly different visions between the Republicans, whether it's Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, or John Kasich, who are much more hawkish when it comes to fighting terrorism or ISIS, as opposed to Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, more hawkish than President Obama, is trying to carve out this path for herself to say that she would want to do more and more strongly to fight ISIS or be involved in Syria maybe a little bit more, and had called earlier for arming moderate rebels and forces there, and try to carve out this path so she's to the left, though, of what she sees as an irresponsible foreign policy from Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or John Kasich.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about Cruz and Kasich, because there seems to be an allegiance of sorts forming here.
Right.
Here's Ted Cruz talking to reporters in Indiana this morning.
It is big news today that John Kasich has decided to pull out of Indiana to give us a head-to-head contest with Donald Trump. That is good for the men and women of Indiana. It's good for the country.
And yet here's John Kasich just a few minutes before that speaking to reporters in Philadelphia.
I don't see this as any big deal other than the fact that I'm not going to spend resources in Indiana. He's not going to spend them in other places. So what? What's the big deal?
So who should your supporters vote for in Indiana?
Well, I've never told them not to vote for me. They ought to vote for me.
Domenico, to be perfectly honest, I'm a little confused.
Well, look, you know, this is a campaign that has now decidedly turned into an actual episode of Survivor. You know, it's like creating alliances with each other to try to get the other guy off the island, or at least not let the guy get far enough with the raft to the other island. You know, whatever it is, that's essentially what they're doing. Because right now, John Kasich and Ted Cruz, after Tuesday night, Ted Cruz will be mathematically eliminated from getting enough delegates on the first ballot at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. John Kasich has been eliminated for a few weeks already. So the only one who has a chance to make it to the other side at this point is Donald Trump. And right now, with the resources, the resource allocation, Ted Cruz and John Kasich are deciding to have a handshake and say to each other, okay, not going to compete anymore in Indiana, John Kasich says, although a lot of the delegates say that they are actually in support of John Kasich on a second ballot there. That's a little confusing. And then in New Mexico and Oregon, Ted Cruz is is saying he's going to let John Kasich have a free shot there. This is essentially what Mitt Romney called for in that big speech a month
right.
or two ago,
right.
saying, you know, hey, go and vote for – you didn't have the candidates actually saying that. Really interesting to listen to Ted Cruz, though, basically take credit and say, big news today, John Kasich's pulling out of Indiana. I don't think that's the deal John Kasich thought he was making.
Okay, this makes what's coming up in the conventions this summer going to be that much more compelling. But in the last minute that we have, let's talk about the Democratic side of the race going into tomorrow's Northeast primaries. Your take there.
Well, this is a big day tomorrow. If Bernie Sanders, again, can't pull off 59% of every single state, then Hillary Clinton, there's no way to see where Hillary Clinton will not be the nominee if that's the case. You know, Hillary Clinton could lose every single state from here on out. And if Bernie Sanders doesn't win 59% of all of those states, then Hillary Clinton will be the nominee. So tomorrow night, Bernie Sanders, again, needs to pull off some big victories. The number of contests are shrinking here, so he's got to pull off something big in order to still have a chance.
That's NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, keeping all the facts and the numbers straight for us as we plow into the summer here. Domenico, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.